Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry on his mountaintop. How are you doing up there?
Oh, pretty cold. Icy and some snow, and it never got out of the 20s today, so it's cold. I know for you that's not strange.
You know, that's a tropical heat wave if it gets up to 20. Everybody's out in their swimsuits. But I tell you what, we got more snow coming tomorrow, they say, another 4 or 5 inches. So it's just never ending. Before we get rolling, I got a few little things here. Everyone, we would really hope that you would join our membership. Site. It's $9.95, and you get all kinds of stuff on there, and very important stuff. And you get your Twilight magazines in either PDF format, or you can get the 3D flip page format. You get all kinds of video clips and news articles that are pertinent. I know everybody's in news overload, so we try to only bring that stuff which is really important that people should know, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, you're missing a lot by not joining, and we just hope that everybody would. Anyway, a couple of headlines here just to show where America's really at. A woman frees a crying bear caught in a trap that was meant for mama bear. Now she's been sentenced to jail. She got 15 days in jail for freeing a wounded animal. I mean, this is sick. Humanity's sick. Okay, Larry, solar wind. What is going on here? Evidently, this is a little bit higher storm than they realized.
Yeah, of course, I've been getting those alerts. I said to you, but it's much more of a incoming wind, and the kilometers are so high, like 600 kilometers a second or something like that. It's matter of fact, I sent you a notice earlier that from Space Weather that this is so savage that it's literally vibrating our protective shield around the planet. It's literally vibrating, and people are detecting it in their ground probes that they've got underground. This is phenomenal, and nobody's talking about the sun. Of course, there's a lot of things we don't talk about in America, but very few's covering it. It's a lot going on.
Well, and I think this is probably going to be one of those things, too, where people start feeling ill. They don't feel right. And this is going to get worse, folks. Anybody that's really susceptible to electromagnetics is going to have a rough time when all this really starts to hit, because the radiation level is increasing steadily. As we go into the deep solar minimum, of course, the cosmic rays and whatnot compounding in through to our solar system. The sun provides a bubble around the entire solar system, but when the solar wind is weak and everything, then we get pounded by cosmic rays, and they have been increasing for the last several years. Okay, another little headline. Lawmakers demand answers on surprise microphones that have been found inside Google Nest. Now, as far as I know, Google Nest is something you bring into your home. Nest owners were caught by surprise earlier this month when the company announced on its Twitter that users could activate, probably already activated, but maybe two-way activated, microphones within Nest, which would enable new features. So that microphone's been inside their homes all the time. Anybody that really gets wired into this system, folks, don't do it. Because this is going to lead to 5G and 6G, by the way. I don't know if you heard it, but Trump mentioned 6G. And everybody said, well, there's no such thing. So I Googled it. Yes, there is. They're actually working on 6G, next generation. It'll be generation 6. So, and they're pushing this. They're pushing it as hard as they can because they want everybody wired into the system. This is how they're going to control everybody, through the 5G, 6G networks. And they need to get everybody involved. And there's another headline. Break in anywhere you want, Larry. I mean, that's kind of nasty for Google, but Google has been doing this right along.
Being told about that's already activated and embedded in our own internet at the moment, even under 4G. But you're not being told this. And by the way, to throw everybody kind of a curve, I'm glad you looked that up, that 6G, because we're moving into the range of what they call quantum computers and multidimensional possible internet, and this ties in with one time I had a internet conversation with Eliyahu Rips at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem, who was one of the original founders of the Torah codes, and he told me that even the Torah, the embeds in the Torah are multidimensional. So they need multidimensional computers even to find those secrets.
Yeah. I don't know if people remember the movie Contact and want to take a ride. Remember that? And as soon as they found out it was multidimensional, they could read the code. Yeah, it's there. And I remember, wasn't it Eli Rip who found the base code of divine love?
I believe it is. Yeah, I think you're right.
Anyway, vaccine industry, this is for you folks out there that got either kids or you got grandkids or great-grandkids. Vaccine industry to partner with police. Come after homeschoolers in Iowa, which is where this is going to start, obviously, for mandated quarterly health and wellness checks. Now, people are being sucked into this. Every time I go by the hospital up here on one of those wellness days where you can drive in and get a free check up, they're trapped, folks. They're trapped. It's not that you shouldn't maybe get checked up every once in a while, but what I'm getting at, this is going to be mandatory. It's getting sicker and sicker, and they are closing in. Anyway, another one, and Larry, please comment on this one. Perpetual state of disaster in California. Another extreme atmospheric river floods Northern California with over, I don't know, it's 520 millimeters of rain. I think it's over 20 feet, obviously. Russian River is 14 feet above its flood stage. What do you think? I mean, they've been giving the finger to the Lord right along, and it would seem to me they would learn a few things, maybe from it, but maybe not.
Well, what's interesting is I hear a lot of people a lot of times say, well, I just don't believe that anything spiritual to that warfare, you know, out against California. I think it's probably weather warfare. Well, for people that don't have a clue, the Lord himself can protect you from even weather warfare, guys.
That's right.
But if you don't obey him, sometimes he don't.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like 9/11. Well, the Lord wouldn't do that. Well, the Lord could have stopped it. He decided not to because he was giving a warning to the United States. Keep it up, and this is what's going to happen to you. And nobody paid any attention to it. So I guess we're going to have another huge 9/11 on our hands. All right, getting to the major news, it doesn't sound too good. U.S., let's start in Venezuela. U.S. amasses troops in Puerto Rico, army in Colombia to oust Maduro, according to the Russian Security Council. I guess this was at the U.N. What do you make of that?
Well, this is we're getting reports from all angles. There's a lot of YouTubers that are posting the very same messages, and they're not all Russian. And matter of fact, Russia and China and the U.S. went at it today in the U.N. and battled over Venezuela, and they're so busy fighting each other over Venezuela, Maduro's still in rule. So the U.N.'s doing absolutely nothing. And it appears, you know, from a lot of the data and the intel that's coming in from different locations that possibly, and this is what's interesting, that possibly Trump's use of the national emergency down on the southern border is more to do with Venezuela and Cuba and even possibly Mexico, who supports them, than it is to do with really the U.S.
Well, we do have what they call the Monroe Doctrine, which is not supposed to allow any enemies of the United States within this hemisphere. And, of course, we've ignored that now for quite some time. The last big hurrah was the Cuban crisis under John Kennedy. I remember that very well because I was at the airport working when that went down, and your military was everywhere as we went on high red alert. But this thing here, this almost sounds like an invasion, don't you think? I mean, why would you be deploying troops and ops, special ops in Puerto Rico and Colombia if you weren't getting ready to militarily intervene? And I do remember Pence, I thought, made it very, very clear that if Maduro did not step down peacefully, he was going to be stepping down forcefully. So there we are, I guess.
That's a consensus, is something's up. I'll just put it that way. And it's very interesting. You know, I know people don't listen to Sartre Fall much, but she's indicating that possibly some of this playing off in India and Pakistan, even though it is right on the brink, maybe drawing a little of China and Russia's attention away from Venezuela, and Trump may take advantage of that. Matter of fact, Stuart, I did see a post today that said that the reason Trump left the summit in Vietnam so quickly was because that apparently Pakistan missiles were targeting right off of Thailand and some of the Andaman Islands. And that's awful close to where he was. So you wouldn't want nukes or missiles flying with Air Force One sitting in Vietnam.
Yeah, it's very interesting what Sartre Fall had to say. She says, U.S. smashes China with Pakistan hammer in preparation for the Venezuelan invasion. A grimly worded new Ministry of Defense report circulating in the Kremlin today warns that the world has just entered into unprecedented territory after Pakistan fighter aircraft shot down two Indian warplanes, and that was followed by the Indian Air Force shooting down a Pakistani F-16 fighter jet, with the only known survivor of this lightning aerial battle occurring just a few hours ago being an Indian Air Force pilot who was, upon his capture, was filmed being savagely beaten by the Pakistani military force. Now, I understand they've let him go as a goodwill gesture to try and cool this off, but they think this might be a prelude to global conflict, and, in fact, is being masterminded by the United States, who is bludgeoning China like a hammer in order to drag it into the Indian-Pakistan conflict as a means to keep the Chinese from being able to respond to the planned invasion of Venezuela that the U.S. has amassed as special operation forces in Puerto Rico, Colombia, blah, blah, blah. That's kind of an interesting take. I mean, who knows what's actually going on? I doubt if any of us will ever figure it out until after the fact. What do you think?
Yeah, that's interesting. And by the way, just remember, who visited Pakistan, India, and China just the moments before this occurred? Mohammed bin Salman.
That's right. Well, I've always thought that what we're watching is stage play. And always go to Psalm 2, folks. Always go back to Psalm 2. The kings and the rulers of the earth all get together against the Lord, against his anointed, and to break their bands asunder. In other words, they're not going to allow Jesus Christ, God the Father, or the Holy Ghost rule over them. They've rejected all that, and of course they've chosen hell instead of heaven, but that's their business. A person can choose what they want, I guess. But this thing with Pakistan, what is the latest? This sounds like this thing could really go.
Yeah, the latest reports indicate that, and this is from Hal Turner, Pakistan moves the TELs from storage, which are nuclear-tipped Shaheen 3 ballistic missiles. Pakistan nuclear missiles have been sent to the launch locations. So, and what's interesting about this, Stuart, is the fact that India's prime minister, or ruler, if you will, and Pakistan's prime minister or ruler, they are legitimate people and trying to play this down. However, it appears the militaries are what are in charge of the nukes, you know, and the
mm-hmm.
weaponry. And what's been happening, and it's kind of odd, we've got an interloper here, because Turkey, the minute Turkey found out, and that just came out today, by the way, matter of fact, it was Debkafile, says Pakistan warns India is using Israeli-made Spice 200 missiles in the Kashmir missile attacks. So, you know, and that's not a secret. We know that Israel sold a lot of missiles just before this began to happen to India. And as soon as Turkey found out, they came out in support of Pakistan, and then suddenly have launched, I don't know the details on it, but the reports indicate as many as 100 boats and ships have gone to sea from Turkey, possibly to support militarily the Pakistanis. Now, what's interesting there, we've got the Indian Navy, you know, they've got actually, I believe they've got an aircraft carrier and a fleet that
mm-hmm.
is moving towards Pakistan, and some of these nuclear missiles, according to the information from Hal Turner, is pointed at the Nicobar, I believe, and Andaman Islands off of Thailand, where supposedly India has some more missiles located there. So this thing's building. It's not just Kashmir. This thing is beginning to take in a global section property that, Stuart, it's like what you said, dominoes start to fall.
Yeah, and I keep remembering the prophecies of, and I wish I could find them. I went on Google and can't find it, but it was that the war would start between India and Pakistan, and that it would just slowly start to escalate beyond that. And ultimately brings the entire world into conflict because of treaties and all of the cross agreements that have been made, nation with nation and all that sort of thing. So it just keeps going. It says here that the transporter erector launcher, TITL, like you were talking about, vehicles inside Pakistan were being removed with the missiles already on them. And this was found by satellite. So I wonder if that's one of the reasons that Trump left, other than the possible danger he could have been in, but rather because he wants to be here when the war breaks out, particularly if we're going to go into Venezuela about the same time.
What's interesting, Stuart, is what some of the data I heard today on Fox that seemed to be coming from Pompeo and Bolton, you know, and we all know who they are. And, of course, Trump was quickly on his way back, landed in Alaska, refueled, and then I'm thinking coming on to Washington. But, yeah, something's in the wind. And what makes me wonder is it sounds like we may wind up in a major situation, you know, south of the U.S. because Pompeo and Bolton were both indicating that Venezuela was about to go down and that the two that were propping it up and maybe a fourth, in other words, they were talking to Cuba, and they were talking to Nicaragua, and the one that's off on the side that's against us is Mexico, and they were indicating, will you be next? In other words, this may really be a big deal, you know?
Well, if we were to enforce the Monroe Doctrine, that would mean we have to take out Cuba, and we have to take out Venezuela, and the other communist dictatorships down through there. And I suppose if you're going to do something like that, who knows how far that would go. But, you know, our military has been decimated. That's the scary part. And unless they pull in some of these secret weapons that we have, I don't know if we could win. In fact, our military bosses are telling us we can't really win. If we get into a war with China or we get into a war with Russia, we're going to lose it. I don't know.
Well, Stuart, the sad part, Stuart, and I'd like your opinion on this, is the fact that apparently it appears the American people don't want us to win it. Look at their government and look how quiet they are. The only people you hear is the people that are saying, stay out of Venezuela, stay out of South America, stay away from Central America, don't bother anybody, and we won't Trump out of office. And you know, literally, Stuart, and matter of fact, Joe DeNinova, I guess you know who that is.
Yes.
DeNinova,
yes.
You know, he's been on a number of programs, and he said something yesterday that was just shocking. Matter of fact, Zero Hedge posted it again. I saw it on video on Fox, but he's a former federal prosecutor, and his name is Joe DeGenova, and he said, we are in a civil war. Civil is over. Warning, arm yourselves, buy a gun. And for him to say that is absolutely shocking. Of course, Napolitano would tell you nobody needs a gun, but that's okay.
Well, Napolitano's turned. He was very supportive, and he's reinterpreting a lot of things that he goes back and forth, and I'm not sure what's going on there. I guess it doesn't matter, but when you're told by a former prosecutor that the war is going hot, I think what he's really telling people is, look, we're in a communist coup, and when you're in a communist coup, they don't give up. They will continue unless they're gotten rid of. And so what he's really calling for, I believe, and I don't agree with it, but I can understand why he's saying it, arm yourselves, protect your family. Don't be running out in the street in some revolution. That's exactly what they want. But you do have every right, biblically, to defend yourself and defend your families. When
well,
Peter took the – yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, when he said that, it was like that was a clue for people that had any kind of ears at all. He wasn't saying what he was indicating. He wasn't saying that we're waiting on a communist invasion. He was saying the communists are already here.
Yes. Yep. And they're right there in Washington. Let's see. Pelosi is one. Schumer is one. Schiff is one. They were having a heyday with the liar who testified, Cohen. They're going to try and get rid of Trump this way. If it doesn't work, they'll try another way. This whole thing is sick, but American people basically, I mean, there's no outcry about New York saying, okay, just stick a screwdriver in some baby's head as it's coming out of the womb, and that's legal. We don't mind. It's infanticide. We've gone down that slippery slope, and there's no end to it. I mean, all you got to do is go look at what happened when Hitler came to power in Nazi Germany. Well, you know, we got these people in the wheelchairs and whatnot. They're just too expensive for the state to maintain. Well, okay, how about all those people on a single payer system? Well, you know, if you're infirmed or you're over 50, we probably should get rid of you because we can't afford it. And this is how it goes. That's what they're going for. Massive population reduction. It's coming. And if you go on Deagle.com, it certainly shows it. And they must know something we don't. But any other news, Larry, before we shut down for tonight? Tomorrow night we'll do a longer show and get into a lot more of this.
Well, I was just going to say that I was trying to find my notes here real quick. Let's see. Well, I lost my note on it, but there was very interesting information that came out. You know, we talked about an arrival, and
yes.
Elie Marzulli is doing a special on the tall whites. And if
yes.
you'll remember, Charles Hall, way back there, started talking about that, and then he got blackballed. But he talked about the tall whites, and they really are. They're here. They've been here a long time, and our government works with them. And ironically, Stuart, Russia readily admits, you heard the blog
yes.
or the deal by Medvedev, they're here amongst us. We knew who they are, and we're watching them.
Well, you may remember that picture of the shuttle and that tall white that was in the cargo bay, and they caught
yeah.
it on camera. He's talking to
yeah,
one of
well,
the other astronauts.
That's one of Barry Rothman's photos he's got up.
Yeah, it's amazing, and people just don't want to. They don't want to listen to any of this. It bends their mind, I guess, a little too much, and they can't function properly. But I think this war, the rumors of war we're going through, are going to have ramifications. Here's a headline: futures trading breaks after Pakistan-India nuclear talk leaks. Evidently, this is interesting. Content of a telephone call between U.S. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Dunford, and his counterpart in Pakistan, General Zubia, is leaking out of Washington right now. Pakistan directly mentioned the use of nuclear weapons against India, and now global financial markets have suddenly broken with no trading taking place anywhere. Shortly after Dunford got off the phone with Pakistan, India suddenly issued its highest alert for New Delhi, Mumbai, and five other major cities and put its entire military and nuclear on their top footing. So there you go. It's even having an effect on the economic system. If this thing goes, that's just a forerunner clue, don't you think?
Well, Stuart, you know, I in a previous show, I said Masharraf, you remember, he came out of obscurity and
yes.
Almost being a prisoner and warned the leadership of Pakistan that if we drop one nuke on India, they'll drop 20 on us.
Yeah. I think India is nearing the brink. When they made the comment, we're not going to get involved in a long, protracted war, what is the alternative? Well, it's a quick nuclear decapitation strike. And who knows what Trump has got planned for Venezuela and to get rid of Maduro. I do think we don't have the Lord protecting us anymore, and that's going to make a huge, huge difference. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And folks, if you haven't prepared, you better make it quick. Anyway, thanks a lot, everyone, for tuning in and listening. We'll be with you tomorrow night, the Lord willing, and we certainly hope he is. And good night, everyone. Take care of yourselves. Lift up your heads, your redemption draweth nigh.